Good morning, and welcome to WHTC Money Matters, the show that dispels the myths, unravels the mysteries, and explains in plain language the world of investing, as well as bringing you sound, common sense financial guidelines and strategies for life. The opinions voiced in this program are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investment or investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, and financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Now, from the Cooley Godfrey Investment Group in Zeeland, here are Jack Godfrey, Kerry Cooley, and Brent Kerwecker on 99.7 and 1450 WHTC, WHTC.com, and the WHTC app for your smartphone.
All right, good morning. This is Jack Godfrey with Cooley Godfrey Investment Group in downtown Zeeland. Brent and Kerry are off today. So you have me all day long. Call 395-1450. Our show today is going to be talking about a great topic in retirement and running out of money. We'll talk about the reasons. We'll talk about how to solve it. We'll talk about what to prepare for so you don't run out of money. Typically, that is work longer. And we have the by the numbers. We have questions that people have written in. And if you so decide to call about anything you want on your mind today, that would be great. So let's just talk about where we are right now. It's market's been experiencing some ups quickly, some downs quickly. And, you know, if we just look at where we are year to date, we'll just look at my favorite spot, which is large cap growth year to date, down 29% year over year. That means a year ago, my number is as of 10/19, a couple days ago, 25% down for the, for the year, 25%. Where are we for the 3 months? Down 6. Where we are 3 year? Growth is still up 11% per year for 3 years, even though we're down 25%. That's where we are. You know, why is there so much volatility up, down? They think the Fed is going to be done raising rates come December. I think they're going to indicate, and I've been a big proponent of this since they started raising rates, is raising rates has no effect. I'll say that again. Raising rates has no effect on inflation. You know, and I've said this before, Jerome Powell is going back to 50 years ago, his macroeconomic textbook, and he looks up inflation in the index, and he goes to page 45, and it says, raise rates. That's all he can do as the Fed chairman is to raise rates, and that's what he's doing. But because he's raising rates, it doesn't have any effect on the inflation that we have. The majority of inflation that we have is caused by one thing, energy. And if we can solve the energy crisis, all those categories go away. What are those categories? Groceries, transportation costs. That would be fuel costs for semis, trains, large container ships, all kinds of container ships, all kinds of trucks. Us personally, we see rates going down now because the President of the United States has decided to give a few more million barrels into the open market off of a security, I call it a security energy gasoline that we've saved up for years in case we have whatever crisis. And that was put in there back 4 or 5 years ago, we were going to replenish it all the way to the max, and that was at $20 a barrel. We had a choice of doing it at 70. Now oil's up higher than that. So to reconstitute that, fill it back up, it's going to cost us a lot more money. So we're not going to do that. But I think we're, is he doing that for a political reason? I have no idea. It could be. But it's gas is down. I paid $3.95 at Costco on 28th Street this past week. It's at $4.09 at Meijer today. It's down. It's up from 2.5 years ago, up considerably. But I think there's going to be some religion from the Fed come December. I think he's going to say we're done raising rates. If not, he's going to lower them quickly in 2023. That's my opinion. We're going to have David Kelly. Dr. David Kelly is going to be on the show on the 29th. Dr. David Kelly is the global strategist for J.P. Morgan. He's a friend of our show. He's been on the show before. I know David personally. His wife's from Grand Rapids. I got his doctorate from Michigan State University. So he's going to be on the show the 29th, and he is very matter-of-fact what's going on. He is very good. So make sure you listen on the 29th. We have some questions that we have people write in. They call us. You know, we do answer your calls. We do pick it up. Are there rules for wills and trusts in different states if you move? Do you need to redo your legal documents? Probably the answer is yes. Mary Jo Borman is the attorney in her office. There are different laws. There's different tax rates. Some states do not charge state tax. Some rates don't tax Social Security. We're talking state tax now. But there is different rules, and you have to have your attorney, wherever state you move to, be licensed in that state. So I would suggest, again, I'm not giving you legal advice, but this is if you have a question, call our office. They can plug you into Mary Jo. And our office number is 616-931-1223. But I'm just saying, as a financial advisor, I would advise you to relook at those things if you do move states. Should a trust be the beneficiary of my bank accounts? Well, that just depends. I would think probably yes. But when we talk about bank accounts, you know, the trust has to fit for you personally. All bank accounts, savings accounts, checking accounts, anything you have needs to have beneficiaries on there. And that's probably the biggest thing that, you know, we have 2 to 3 customers die a month. And, you know, when the kids come in for the final mom or dad who passed away, the biggest problem they have is, you know, man, we didn't have beneficiaries on the savings and checking accounts. And I go, well, mom and dad are a customer a long time. I reviewed it with them. It's in the notes. And they did not do that. It's very simple. You go to your financial institution and put beneficiaries. That'd be primary beneficiaries, contingent beneficiaries. Who those people are, that's up to you. But it's the number one reason things go to probate is bank accounts. Most people are really good at doing their IRA, their 401k, their simple, their SEP, their Roth, whatever, for beneficiaries. What they don't do a good job on is when the first spouse dies, they forget to change the primary beneficiary. That's where they, most of the time, they fail. Call us here. We have open line 395-1450 if you have any questions. Here's another question. This is all about beneficiaries. Why should you not be listed jointly on an older child or older parent's bank account? So this is another problem that we have, that we see people do, is I'll just put my daughter on my account. I go, no, you should not put anybody on your account. If your daughter is your power of attorney, then she has the right to be able to write checks from your account, and she could sign her name long as the bank has that on file, or the institution. I use a bank as a financial institution. As long as that happens, she can write checks for you. Here's the problem. We're in a very litigious society today. Dad has an accident. Dad's the sole survivor, and, you know, dad could be kind of sketchy driving, pulls out in front of somebody. Dad is the problem. Somebody has dies because of this. The estate or the family sues dad. All right. That's not a problem. The daughter, who is the responsibility for mom and dad, the only child, was not the POA. And so the daughter has a problem. She is in an accident and somebody dies. She gets sued. Guess what? They attach dad's account because she's the co-owner of the account. That's a problem. So in a litigious society, they're coming after. They're going to do a discovery. They're going to discover that Jane, the daughter of the person, is now on Dad's account on many accounts. She's also on his brokerage account, where the other siblings are not, because she wants to call us to make recommendations or to take money out of Dad's account. A couple things happen there. If she is on the sole co-owner of Dad's account, a brokerage account, that means he's got investments. He has bonds. He has stocks. He has mutual funds, etc. A couple things there. Same thing. Daughter gets an accident. They're going to attach that account. And now we're talking, I'm sorry, let's back up a second. The biggest problem of the daughter on Dad's account is Dad dies. The step up in basis, if her being single, has no effect. But if there's siblings and Dad dies and she's the owner of the account, that's a problem. When she is the owner of the account, it's her money. How does she get it to the siblings? Well, in this basis, she has a step up in basis, and just say she gives a large amount of money, $100,000 to each one of her siblings. There's the gift tax that's involved. They didn't get the step up in basis. She did. So there's a lot of issues with putting a child on mom and dad's account. There is a problem of putting a child on anybody's account that's not an owner. And it's just a problem when you're not for the rightful owner. You're doing it out of the goodness of your heart. Stop it. Is it going to happen to you? It never happens to you. It always happens to somebody else until it happens to you. Like the floods in Florida. It's never going to happen to you until you get a wall of water that's 15 feet high and it goes 20 miles in. I had two customers lose their entire mobile home and contents because they were down in the flooded areas, the 15-foot wall of water that hit their spot. And, of course, they did not have flood insurance for their contents or their property. The one I talked to on Thursday was $60,000 loss. And that would be a loss on your taxes, of course, because it wasn't their residence. A catastrophic loss. So that's the third question. But, hey, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. Call us, 395-1450. We're back with Jack Godfrey and Cooley Godfrey Investment Group. Stay tuned. Back, Jack Godfrey with you today, all day, up until about 10:58. Call me, 395-1450, if you have questions. Let's talk about what you should be doing before the end of the year. We're talking about retirement, and this is not a hard thing to do. We talk about it during the year, but we're getting close. Retirees. People who are doing RMDs, people who are 70 and a half and above. If you donate money, church, nonprofits, American Heart, Michigan State University, whatever it is, please take it from your IRA. I understand that you're down in your IRA. I get that. But if you take it from your IRA, we can do this for you. It's not hard. If you can sign your name, or you can sign mom or dad's name because you're power of attorney, you have the ability to donate money at 70 and a half and give it to your nonprofit and pay no tax. That's what you should be doing. It's not hard to do that. So again, some people think, you know, your RMD now starts at 72. You have to take it from an RMD. Nope. The rule is if you're 70 and a half and older, that's me. I'm 70 and a half this year. I'm able to, which I'll be doing, taking money from my IRA. I don't have to because I don't have an RMD yet, but I can take it out and donate money. Both my wife and myself will be doing that in December. So we'll be doing that for... And we have to list, if you donate to church, you want to make sure that you, well, two things you need to give us, name and address, and who is going to be opening up the check. So, and if you give to church, it's the treasurer, it's the money counter, it's whoever. And you're going to list general collection. You have a collection for the children. You have a collection for fuel oil. All these special collections that happen during the year, you need to give the church. Say it's $1,000 coming soon, and break it down into those special collections. And that's what you should be doing. This is not hard to do that. If you can sign your name, any financial institution, annuities, fixed annuities, CDs, any institution can do this for you, but you don't pay any taxes. Okay, speaking of taxes, 2023 taxes just happened. But I'm going to be talking about 401ks. Let's talk about 401ks. And in your 401k, I got to find my notes here. A second, here they are. 401ks this year. If you're above 50, like I am, last year, 2022, this year, 2022, you can put away $20,500. Next year, $22,500. Catch up. If you're over 50, again, if you're under 50, $20,500 this year. If you're over 50, like I am, you can put away $20,500 plus $7,000 catch up. Next year, it goes to $22,500, $7,500 catch up. You can put $30,000 away, both in your Roth 401k or a combination of your pre-tax 401k. Let's go to IRAs. IRAs go from $6,000 to $6,500 if you are under 50. $6,000 to $6,500, still there's $1,000 catch up. You can put $7,500 either in your IRA or Roth next year if you're over 50. Otherwise, just put $6,500 in. That goes up $500. Simple plans. Simple plans go from $14,000 to $15,500. So up $1,500, up from $14,000 to $15,500. Tax brackets. Tax brackets go up as well. Tax brackets, and we're just talking federal now. Federal tax brackets go up at the 12% level from $20,551 to $22,000. And I'm talking married filing jointly here. $20,551 to $22,000. $83,551 currently at the 22%. And that is now going to $85,000. So I want to stick on this new tax for jointly couples. Because what I want you to think about is, again, this show is on in retirement and not in not trying to get you to run out of money. So the bogey for the 22% tax bracket is $85,000. We want to keep you, if we can, underneath that. So when you're underneath $85,451, you're going to pay taxes at the 12% level. So let's just review. If you make gross $113,151. Standard deduction is $27,700. That's increased. $27,700 brings you down to a taxable income of slightly above $85,000. Why do I say $85,000? Anytime you're below that, let's just say you and mom make easy numbers here, $107,000. And you can make, that gets you down to $80,000. You can convert some IRA, $5,000 from your IRA, your 401k, assume you've moved it to an IRA by then, and you can pay taxes all at 12%. That's a good deal. It's a good deal because these tax cuts could be going away. These are the Trump tax cuts that could be going away in 2023. Not telling you it is, but it could. So money in your Roth doesn't have to be taxed for you as the owner. Not going to be taxed when your kids or grandkids get it. But again, I want you to get the strategy. If you and mom make 107, standard deduction is 27,000 plus, and you have 80,000, you have all the way up to $85,000 to convert that from an IRA to a Roth. Something to think about, conversions from IRA to Roth. Now, let's talk about RMDs. Here's a typical mistake people make because maybe they're doing their RMDs right now. If you need your RMDs, I get it. But if you don't need your RMD, you don't need to be taking it in cash unless it's in an annuity. So when you go to your financial advisor, tell them to take your RMD. I just did a couple last week. We're finishing up here at the Cooley Godfrey. Move it in kind. If you're a retiree and you have a nice package in your IRA where you're getting income off of it, you can move that in an RMD, still keep it in income, to your single account or your joint account in kind. So you do not need to take it as cash and then figure out where you're going to invest it when it gets to your joint account. That is the number one biggest thing, because there are financial people that says, we'll send you the cash and then we'll figure out where to invest it once it gets over there. Something to think about. Those are major mistakes that people have. Let's talk about buy the numbers. Buy the numbers. These are things that we get supplied to us by one of our vendors. It's called MFS. Social Security benefits. Well, you're going to see it went up over 8%. What are you going to be getting in your January statement? Make sure you understand that. And that's going to be, your letter is going to be coming out anytime soon from Social Security, what you're going to be getting starting in your January, and various people, depending on your birthday, when you get your Social Security check. That is very important for you to understand. You're going to get that raise, but I do think that you're going to get a small raise for some people with your Medicare. I'm not really sure what that is yet, but I think you could get a small raise of what's being taken out. Most people are at $170 per month out for Medicare, but I think that might be going up. Let's talk about other stuff here. All in the family. One political party has controlled the White House, the Senate, and the House of Representatives in 24 of the last 65 years, or 35%. They hold the executive office, the Senate, and the House of Representatives. 24 of the last 65 years, the 35%. From 1958 to 2022, the Republicans last controlled the White House and the Senate was in 2018. Democrats controlled all of the 3 years since then. Let's talk about some fun. Golfers. Two of the three male golfers in the world are not Americans. Number two ranked Rory McIlroy. Number three ranked Cameron Smith, Australia. And I don't have the number three. All right. Fun stuff. Let's talk about running out of money. Here's where people run out of money the quickest. If you're retired, let's just make sure you understand. Belly up to the table here. Call me at 395-1450 if you don't understand. Here is where things get complicated. Mom and dad, they're doing great. Dad's got a pension. Dad's okay. He took 100%, needed a little bit more to retire. Dad's got Social Security of, say, $2,000 coming in a month. Mom's got $1,000 coming in a month. Things are great. Dad dies. Dad took 100% of his pension because they needed that to make a go of it. They needed that money because they needed to retire for a lot of reasons. Okay? Dad dies, that pension goes away. Number one problem. Dad dies, mom gets dad's Social Security. That's great. She goes from $1,000 to $2,000. Perfect. Mom's Social Security goes away. $1,000 a month. $1,000 times 12, $12,000 is not going to make it. That means she now loses $12,000. She also has dad's pension, goes away. She also, her federal taxes go up. They double. Her taxes double when you're a single individual. I'm talking federal taxes now. Dad had to take 100% of his pension because they needed to retire for a lot of reasons. Mom gets dad's Social Security, but hers goes away. So she loses pension plus her Social Security. That's a mistake. It's not a mistake because it was good for them, but it causes people now to have a problem of running out of money because they had to retire physically, maybe mentally, hated their jobs, all kinds of things cumulated to that issue. Now, How can you see the picture is you need to run a financial plan. This keeps you with knowledge of, one, we're in inflation category today. We normally use 3% for inflation. We run a financial plan. I want to hold that thought. Stay at your radio. We'll be back in WHTC Money Matters. Stay with us. Call us 395-1450. All right, Jack Godfrey back with you, Cooley Godfrey Investment Group in downtown Zeeland. We're talking about what happens if you run out of money. How are you going to run out of money? What do we do? We're talking about a financial plan. So, you know, over time, the average is 3% for inflation, a little bit under 2 years ago. We were running under 2% inflation. Now we're 8+, nearly 9. If you run a financial plan at 8, you can never retire. We usually still run 3. That's the average. Let's just talk about the percentages of people who actually run out of money. 83% of the baby boomers in the lowest income quartile will run out of money. My mom ran out of money about 10 years ago. My mom's going to be 100 on November 17th. That's going to be a big party. She is physically very well, mentally not so good. But she's going to be 100. She ran out of money about 10 years ago. I'm the only son left, so I was her sole support, which still supporting her, which is fine with me because I can. 40% of the boomers in the second quartile will run out of money. 28% of the boomers in the second highest quartile will run out of money. 13% of the boomers in the highest income quartile will run out of money. So the wealthiest people, 13% of those. Next wealthiest, 28%. Least wealthiest of people who usually don't run a financial plan, forget about inflation, etc. And we'll talk about that here in a second. So you really need to run a financial plan, because if you take a look at 3%, 3% is what we use, still use that. It's still a lot of money over time. So, you know, we have a lot of customers. We manage over $500 million. We have a lot of retirees, which is the majority of our customers is retirees. We try to give them a budget in retirement, increase that by 3% each year because they need to do that. Some people have enough money with Social Security coming in from each and then pensions from each. They don't need much, but they need the oops money. So people, when I say you're going to retire, so, you know, we have people come in and they slam their fist on the table, going to be 62 here in a month and we're going to retire. And I go, whoa, who said you could retire? I did. I don't like my boss. I don't like where I work. I'm tired, physically can't do it. And I go, well, let's just talk a while. And the talk is you can retire. Your budget's going to be significantly reduced because when you retire, what's your cash flow going to look like? Again, what happens when one spouse dies? Is that a big oops? Can you work a part-time job? I'll tell you, lots of people are looking for part-time retirees because they show up. So financial plan you need to run, and the biggest problem I see is dad retires first. Okay, not a problem. He's getting his retirement at 62. There's a 32% reduction because he couldn't wait till full retirement because they need the money to survive. Mom's still working, all right. They're spending mom's money. Mom's not putting money into retirement because they need that extra because dad now is just getting Social Security. Dad's walking around the house. Every day, you know, he's mowing the lawn. Every other day, he's walking around the house. Jeez, we need a new roof. All right. Well, what's that cost? Well, $30,000. Oh, okay. Well, let's, I don't recommend you do that. Let's borrow the money, take a home equity loan, and we'll use your income, some of that, to pay off your loan. Oh, good idea. Well, Dad's still walking. Jeez, OP, we should have new windows. I go, what? Well, that's $20,000. You know, we really need to do this while, you know, mom's still working. I go, wow. So in the first year, they've spent $50,000 out of the retirement because they should have done that while they were working. Next thing you hear is, well, mom decided she needs a new car. I go, what? A new car? I don't think you can afford a new car, whether it be payments or buying it outright. Nope, mom's going to get a new car, and we're going to take payments. Well, now they get payments on the car. They got payments on the windows. They got payments on the roof. Now they can't cash flow their budget. Oh, that's a problem. They're in negative. Got credit cards. That's a problem. Can't cash flow those either. Dad's got to go back to work. Not happy with that, but he does go back to work so they can cash flow their payments. That means they're not taking trips. That means their budget is down. That's a problem for people in retirement. You can't work all of your life and not have a good retirement. So, you know, some of that you need to listen to what we're telling you for retirement. Let's look at your retirement 3 to 5 years before you retire. Now, with that being said, we've had to back up the bus because the market's down. When I say S&P is down 25%. Now, if you think that going to bonds would totally in your 401k would have saved you, that's not true. If you take a look at the average bond, and we're not talking cash now, we're talking the average bond is down 15 to 20%. The bond aggregate, the Barclays Ag, the first time in the history, that is like the index for bonds. S&P's down, NASDAQ's down, Dow 30's down, and the bond aggregate is down. All right, well, fine. I'm in a target date fund. You know what? That's down as well, 15%. I don't care which one you look at, it's down 15%. Unless you're all in cash. Cash is king right now. Cash is earning more and more. 2-year CD maybe at 3%. But what we're trying to get you to understand is we need to create a cash flow for you that is going to, you know, have inflation in there, not 8 or 9. That doesn't work. You're going to work all your life if that's the case. But we need to create that cash flow for you, give you a vision of, is this going to work? And most of the time it does. We're going to cash flow you in high yield bonds. We've been in high yield bonds for 15 years. Are they down? Absolutely, they are down. If you take a look at high yield bonds, the 3-year, they're down 1.4. If we take a look at long-term bonds have been hit as well, they're down 3.6. If you look at intermediate bonds, they're down 1. So you have to take a look at it, and high yield is going to pay you more interest. I get that. But the value of your account is not going to be down in bonds, high yield, forever, because that's one of the best, we think, the best place to be if you're going to be taking income off of your portfolio. So again, let's try to reiterate what I'm talking about here is make sure you understand in your financial plan. When one spouse dies, is that going to be a problem? Are you going to take a pension with 100%? We usually recommend dad dies, mom gets exactly what dad got, or mom gets 50%. We recommend when you decide to retire and you have a pension, let's review it. In today's world, most of the time, we recommend taking the cash from your pension. We feel that we can do a better job of managing your pension because if mom and dad both die day one, dad retires, you're taking 100%, the pension's gone. If you and mom both die, the pension's gone. That money could be inherited with your kids get it if you take cash. A lot of pensions today, not all, but a lot of them give you a cash buyout. Why do they want to give you a cash buyout? Because they don't want to pay it for 20, 30 years. Want to take a break? We've got 10 minutes left. Call me, 395-1450. We'll talk more about retirement. right, we're back. Jack Godfrey here, Cooley Godfrey Investment Group, downtown Zeeland. We're talking about retirement, the issues of retirement. So let's talk more about the issues of retirement, things that cause retirement to go awry. Healthcare costs. Do you have supplemental insurance plus Medicare? Do you think you have the right prescription package? Those are reasons to be concerned if you don't have those put together. You don't understand yet the impact of inflation. You didn't factor in those big ticket items I talked about, the roof, the windows, the cars. The next one is your spending habits. They're exceeding your cash flow, so you're taking more out of your retirement than you should be. Here's one that's concerning is kids come to you, mom, dad, I'm in dire straits. Do not loan kids to your, loan money to your kids unless you got no other recourse. You've saved all of your life to get to retirement. If you got all kinds of money, loan your kids money. But if you don't, you're on the edge. Do not loan kids money. And what you don't understand is taxes. We went over that. I went over that. Once the first spouse dies, your taxes increase 100%. 100%. Here's a big one. You're retired, you get the D, divorced. You know, we have customers that get divorces. We have people that get married a second time and a third time, and typically we recommend they do a prenup. The prenup, you're not surprised. If you get divorced, whether it be the first time, the second time, or the third time, and you don't do any of those, most people don't get a prenup the first time because they think they're never get a divorce. But if you, second and third time, shame on you if you don't do a prenup. A divorce is, you know, there's a discovery phase, who's got what, where is it at, and it's divided up. And then people have a hard time living on being single, you have another household, etc. So what can you do if you think you're going to run out of money? Well, the thing is, I always tell people, you got to work longer. That's what you have to do. You have to work longer. And I've had to tell people this year, and I apologize to them every time we meet, I know that you wanted to retire this year, 2022, but you cannot do that because the market's down. Work part-time. A lot of people, you know, I have people in their 80s that work part-time. The thing that is easier to do sometime is reduce expenses. Cut your budget. What are you going to cut out? That might be, you know, I have people that are running a negative cash flow. And I meet with the kids. Well, mom says that, am I still going to get my Christmas $500? And I go, mom can't afford to give you $500. Oh, well, you might have to cut out Christmas. You might have to downsize wherever you live. That means you have, could be a nice place, could be a cheaper place you might have to live. You know, I hate doing that, but you might have to do that. Get a roommate. You know, dad dies, mom, get a roommate. Dad dies, get a roommate. There's plenty of retirees that are single. You're a roommate. You're paying half the cost of electric and heating and insurance and taxes. Get a roommate. That's tough to do. Some people are moving abroad, cheaper. We have friends living in Panama. We have friends living in Costa Rica. We have friends living in Portugal. Those are the three top places to live. Can you save more of what you've got? Can you save more for inflation down the road? Do you need to protect some of your income in a guaranteed spot? That would be some type of fixed indexed annuity. Annuity, that means you're going to get a guaranteed payout. reduce medical expenses. You know, can you reduce medical expenses by buying some type of supplemental insurance? That would be for dental, that'd be for eye, that would be for medical itself, prescriptions, etc. Is there somebody that could help you? We like people to go to the insurance group. We like Chris McDonald over there, does a good job. Stacy Campice does a good job. She's the owner with her husband, Doug. We like that group because we could coordinate the efforts in our office of meeting with you together. Add some passive income. Passive income means, you might want to, passive income is rental income. I don't recommend that, but sometimes that works. Delay Social Security if you can. Delay it from 62 to full retirement. Delay Social Security from 67 to 70. That adds up. All of these work if you can cash flow. Pay down your highest debt credit card first. Pay that off first. If you got to pay the minimum, do extra on the high interest rates. But, most important is Carrie, Brent, and I will help you with a picture. Sometimes the picture is not good, but we are totally going to give you an honest picture. Run a financial plan. Get rid of your debt before you retire. Stop buying those high things. If you're going to retire, you need a roof. Get the analysis done before you retire. Don't put in the new windows unless you pay for it before you retire. Get that car paid for before you retire. These are all strategies that if you can do that, if you can understand this, but we will help you understand what you have to have to go 3% per year. What's the cash flow look like? How are you going to cash flow all of your debts today? If you have to retire, we understand some people have to retire physically, mentally have to retire. But what's it look like? You might need to back down what you think you could spend, but let's help you see that picture. That's the biggest thing. We'll always help you. And helping means calling us. We'll answer your questions. We'll create a financial plan for us. Our number is 616-931-1223. I'm at extension 3. Carrie's at extension 2. Brent's at extension 109. We have a staff of 7 people that will help you. We'll help you create that picture. So that's the end of our show today. Again, Jack Godfrey here with you. David Kelly is going to be with us next week on the 29th. He is very good. He gives us honest opinions in the global sector. He'll give you honest opinions on the domestic sector. He'll be with us next week on our show. Thanks so much for listening.
Thanks for listening to Money Matters on 99.7 and 1450 WHTC. If you need help with your personal financial needs or goals, please call us at 616-931-1223 or Google Cooley Godfrey Investment Group in Zealand. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investment or investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, and financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Join us next week for Money Matters on 99.7 and 1450 WHTC.